We're in Lahoma today visiting with Seth Bird. He's going to talk to us a little bit about the 2020 cotton season. What are you seeing so far?
So right now we've got a few different scenarios going on. So we've had some cotton that's been planted in the panhandle. Most of that went in late April, last week to 10 days of April. Had pretty good moisture, had really good temperatures. We've seen a lot of that emerge and come up. Obviously, now we're in some kind of a cool snap, so it's not doing a whole lot, but it's in pretty good shape since we've got it emerged, and so we bought ourselves a little bit of time there. Downstate in some other areas, we've seen some cotton go in. We're still less than 10% of our planted acres in the ground right now, be my best guess. Most of that went into good temperature conditions, but was dry planted, so no moisture. So that's cotton that's kind of sitting there right now. Some of the rain we've gotten this week will help that cotton germinate and emerge, and a lot of it's planted shallow. But obviously with the cool conditions we're having, that will still slow it down. So we're certainly promoting, like we always do, scouting early, but especially now when you've got slow growing conditions, issues with insects like thrips can be even more pronounced because that cotton is even slower growing and has a hard time growing out of those thrips, that thrips pressure.
Walk us through some of the early growing season management decisions that farmers are having to make right now when they're planting.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we're seeing is seeding depth. We've had some situations where we've had marginal moisture, maybe in that normal depth of an inch to an inch and a half, where you would see a lot of cotton get planted. So we've seen cotton get planted shallower into drier soil to avoid that marginal moisture. So if you imbibe a little bit of moisture, you can germinate, but you won't have enough basically power or energy to emerge. That's been the biggest thing, has been seeding depth. And again, with sort of this weird window we're in of planting early than having to hold off because of cool weather, a lot of variety decisions are being made. Variety of vigor is a concern. Cool conditions like this really show vigor differences between varieties. And we're still really not sure about our acres. There's a lot up in the air with the acres, and with that freeze that we got in mid-April, that may shake some things up too. So there's a lot still to be determined early season.
Well, a lot of our acres are dry land, so how has the latest generations of seed genetics and technology helped our producers here in Oklahoma, and is that something that's affordable for dry land growers?
Yeah, it's affordable, but dryland cotton is just a different beast than irrigated. It's we've got some areas in the state where our dryland yields are still good. Yield potential is still very good. We've got to hit, obviously, rainfall. But cotton is not a very competitive crop early. It's small seeded. So when we make that decision to go dryland, we need to do two things. Pick varieties that are going to be successful in a situation where vigor and seed quality is going to be key. But also do other things around the crop, management practice-wise, to help manage moisture, help hopefully reduce the need we have for other applications that are going to cost money. So we really need to get – dryland cotton needs to be a cheap crop because there's a lot of money that goes into the seed already. So our overhead costs are pretty high, so we got to manage it for profit all year.
So you serve a lot of longtime cotton farmers, but with more acres in recent years, there's some guys that maybe have less experience that are trying out cotton. What questions are they asking you?
Why did I do this in the first place? a lot of it, is variety related. Cotton is one of those crops where we don't have public varieties. Every variety is from a company. And so maybe we're not as used to seeing information like, we're at a wheat field day today and you get to see a lot of information about different wheat varieties from different companies and different universities. And cotton's not like that. So obviously variety information. But most of our new growers are in areas where maturity management is going to be really key. And so we have a lot of questions about how to manage maturity. What are the roles that PGRs play? What can I do to help guarantee that I'm going to have a mature crop on time and to optimize fiber quality? So it's a lot of that. It's a lot of big picture management decisions that kind of revolve around maturity.
In one of your updates, you mentioned that some farmers might be thinking about trying cotton on a ground that's suffered a freeze. What's happening with that, the pros and cons?
Yeah. So it's I guess the biggest con would be, the biggest con is that these guys were hoping they were going to have a really good wheat crop to harvest, and they did until this freeze happened. And so now we're kind of in the situation where, we're trying to find something to do with this ground. So the biggest challenge, I think, is going to be the increased amount of biomass we're dealing with. When we're growing cotton behind a crop that was a dedicated cover crop, we're terminating it earlier. We're not going out with a lot of biomass and residue on the ground. So it's going to be a lot of probably tinkering with the planter setup when we go into these failed wheat ground because of the amount of biomass that we're dealing with. But overall, maybe we're going to see a benefit from it. Maybe, you know, we'll have some improved moisture. We're obviously very dry in the Southwest, even with the recent rain. I mean, it wasn't widespread, and it wasn't a bunch of rain. It was a decent amount. So hopefully we're going to see some moisture loss mitigation from some of these failed wheat ground.
Well, we've talked a little bit about moisture, and of course, the Oklahoma weather is always a challenge. What are you hearing the biggest challenges for the cotton 2020 season is going to be like?
Last week it was moisture. This week it's temperature. So I think it's going to change probably every week or at least every month. But the biggest challenge overall is price. I mean, we're not in a great situation when it comes to price. I guess there's some optimism out there. If you listen to, you know, the folks that are economists or marketers, they seem to be fairly confident that we're going to see a turn. But you know, when your margins are thin in a crop like cotton, it makes every decision that you make in the crop from before you even plant to the very end kind of difficult. And you've really got to make sure that you're making choices based on what's best for the crop and what's best to make you money, because that's kind of what we're doing. We're trying to make money. So I think right now price is going to be the biggest challenge we're going to face all year.
Thank you, Seth. We appreciate it.
Thank you.